Mark chapter number 4. I'll read one verse, maybe two or three verses. Verse 21.
And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? There is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And then over in Matthew 2, Matthew 2, verse number 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And then also down in verse 9, when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. That's as far as I'll read. I want to talk to you a little bit this evening. I was thinking about this star that the wise men saw. They had, for we have seen his star, they said. We have seen his star. And if you want to put a title on the message, for we have seen his star. And then in Mark, he said, and he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. So we're talking about light, and the guiding light, the light that shines, what God says about light and his light. There's a lot in Scripture about light and what light is and what light does. I'm not talking about electricity. I'm not talking about light bulbs. I mean, those are just material things that are a substance of what is really real. The true light. The true light that now shineth. Jesus is that true light that now shineth. Amen? And in Mark here, he says something about light coming from a candle. And that's why I chose this. This candle, he said, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel. If somebody says, go get a candle, first, it's not just brought just to look at. And it's not brought to put under a bushel. A candle is brought, and usually brought lit for people to see. And he refers to, it's not to be put under a bed. You put it beside the bed. You don't put it under the bed. There's nothing under there you want to see. There's beside the bed. You're trying to light that area around you. That's what the candle's for. And then he said this, for there is nothing hid. See, that's what light does. It exposes what wants to be hid. It exposes what those may try to hide. It brings about what is true. What is true? You could take a man and put him in an alley, and it dark and maybe lit just a certain way, and you can put another man around the corner and his shadow coming. Listen, you'd think he was an enormous man, shadow as big as a wall. And it may find out that it's a boy about his size. See, that's what light does. See, then you can finally see. You can see what's true. You can see what is real. You can see the real truth of the matter. And so, again, I like the candle. And the Lord said we were a light. We were a city, a burning city, lit, set on a hill that cannot be hid. Cannot be hid. Now, I thought about light. Listen, God had created light. Light. And it's the Bible said it's the light that shineth in darkness. It is the light that shineth in darkness. You see, darkness does not dispel light. It's the opposite. Light is the stronger. It dispels darkness. The light is there to reveal what is in the darkness. The darkness cannot hide what's in the light. Amen? Cannot distort what's in the light. And so the light is true. Now, I love that story when the wise men, and I begin to think about all the things that they had no doubt talked about and what they'd seen when they saw his star. They saw his star in the east and were come to worship. That light was leading them to worship the King. Didn't you know that's what truth will do? Amen? The light will lead you to worship the King. Amen? Look in the Second Chronicles chapter number 5. Second Chronicles chapter number 5 and verse number 13. The Bible says this in Second Chronicles 5:13. It came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Verse 14, so that the priest could not stand the minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. That was light, friend. And that light, that glory of God, listen, it caused them, it brings them to worship the Lord, to worship the King. And so that's what light does. Listen, the truth of God's Word tells us to worship, tells us how to worship, tells us why to worship, tells us who to worship. Amen? And why He's worthy of worship. That's what the light does, and the light is truth. That's what the light does. It leads us to worship the King. Think about where they were going. I mean, these men were kings. They were used to people bowing before them. Now they're going to come and bow before the true king. They're coming to worship the king. These three wise men. Some say, these kings, amen. The Bible said that they were wise men from the east. They had come from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Did you know that light reveals more about him? You see, he is the true light that now shineth. They came, they weren't looking for the king Herod. They were looking for him that was born King of the Jews. Herod was put in. He was elected by Rome. And as far as I know, isn't that right, Brother Brandon? Wasn't he elected by Rome? He was a son-in-law or something to one of the somebody there in the crowd that was down there in charge of everything. Anyways, they made him king and elected him, a false king. But they said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east." Amen. This king's got a light. And that light has led us here to him. We want to know where him is. Amen. We want to know where him that is born King of the Jews. And so the light will lead you to him. It'll lead you to know about him, the King of the Jews, the one born, prophesied of, King of the Jews. You see, the light gives us understanding, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling. That's what light does. That light was giving them understanding. I mean, the more they followed the light, the more they understood about him. The more they followed the light, listen, it brought them very close to where he was. And they kept following the light. You know what it did? It brought them into his presence. Amen. It brought them into his presence. I know it's Wednesday night. Everybody's tired. But this is a pretty good thought. Amen. Even if it did come from me. And I believe the Lord gave it to me. I can remember. Can you remember when the Holy Spirit of God, the light, brought you to Christ? Do you remember that day? Amen. What a blessed day. I can imagine these guys, they were blessed on this day when they finally got to see him. Amen. When they were introduced to him. Thank God for the light that introduced us to Jesus. Amen. Lets us know more about him. Gives us more understanding of him. That's just like being a lost person and being converted. This is a picture of that and many other things, no doubt. But here they were, just wise men from the east. Wise in the world. They didn't know Christ. They knew of him. And then they knew something about him. And that's the way religious people are. They knew of him, and they know something about him, but they've never been introduced to him. Amen? Never have really been formally introduced to him. Amen? Now listen, the Bible don't say this, and you can't add nothing to the Bible, but I can't help it when I see a baby, a baby. There's something in me just makes me, I start talking like babies. And you want to get over her and pinch their cheeks and rub their feet and kiss them on the forehead. And my grand youngins, I bite their ears. I worry them to death. I love babies, amen. Could you imagine what that when they saw the King of Kings there, a little boy, 2 years old. Could you imagine how sweet the Son of God was there at 2 years old, and they were introduced. What a precious sight. Amen. That's what the light did. The light led them to the most precious sight that they had ever seen with their eyes. More than the gold, more than frankincense, more than myrrh, amen, more than their kingdom, they had beheld a king. One born a king. Thank God for the light that they saw. They're come to worship. They saw a star, saw it in the east. It went before them. See, it leads us. It takes us in the direction we need to go in. True light. True light will not fail you. It will get you to where you're supposed to be. In your life, it'll get us to heaven one day. Amen? I mean, listen, I can't imagine taking off over there on a camel or a donkey or whatever they rode. No GPS. All I've got's that one light. Got the sun during the day if I traveled by day. A lot of them didn't. No doubt they didn't. It was so hot. But they followed that star. Listen, there's a big light in the daytime. But they chose rather to follow the light that was associated with him. Amen. There's the light of creation. Then there's that true light, that guiding light. Amen. His star. It was his star. And unlike, I don't know of anybody else that's got a star. Amen. But the Lord's got a star. And it led those men to him. The Lord's got light. I don't know of anybody else that's got light like the Lord, amen? Everybody else is in darkness until we come to the light. Now we've been made light, amen? When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Boy, I'm telling you, they're worshiping him. Thank God for the star that draws us to him, amen? Now listen, this is what light does. Light is promised for us when we're watching. And that's what those wise men were doing. They were watching. They said, for we have seen his star. Look in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4, 5 and 6. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. The light helps us to watch. Amen? That's what that light was helping them to do. It was helping them to watch. It showed them it's time. Amen? You see, he told us here, he said, you know, that we're not ignorant, but you're not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. What's going to happen? The light's going to help us to know when to watch. You're not in darkness. That day will overtake you as a thief. Amen. You are the children of light. The children of the light. The children of the day. I started studying about this. Brother Brandon, Brother Dave, You men, think about what it means to be the children of the day. Okay, he's talking about these that are the children of darkness, the children of the night. Now he's talking about spirit. He's talking about spiritually, and the children of the day. Listen, when I used to read this, I used to think that it just meant we're the ones, you know, that are of the daytime. But this day may have something to a lot more to do when the light comes from heaven. His day. The children of the day. The children, listen, he's going to be the light in the day, in all eternity. There'll be no need for the sun. He's the day. He's the what? He's the day star. Amen? He's the day star. That's just something to chew on. I mean, I'm not trying to throw out anything fancy right there. I just started thinking about that, though. We're the children of the day, not of the night, not of darkness. That spiritual wickedness, that darkness. Are you listening? We're not of that. We are the children of the day. Amen. Thank God. It helps us to watch. It helps us to watch for Him. It helps us in witnessing. Look at Philippians 2:15. Philippians 2:15. Just a few pages over. He said that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Amen. In the midst, he's talking about us being witnesses to them. We're in the midst as lights in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation, nation. Amen? That's being a witness. That's exactly what that's talking about. In that context, we are to shine as lights in the world. Amen? Amen. To do His good pleasure, verse 13. Doing all things without murmuring and disputing. You may be blameless and harmless. Listen, that's what the light does. It strengthens your character. The sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Our light should cast light on the darkness in someone's life. Someone should be able to look at us. Listen, I'm not talking about in a braggy way or a better than thou way. But if we're truly saved and we are the light of the world, then when we're near darkness, a saved person is near someone that's lost, our life, our light should shine on their darkness that they could see their crookedness and their perverseness. And I'm not talking about everybody that's lost is what you say, you know, pervert or crook, but they're lost. They're lost. Amen? And you and I, listen, the light helps us to be witnesses. It helps us to walk. In Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 8, just a couple more pages to your left, he said, "For ye were sometimes darkness." You were sometimes darkness. Ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Amen. Walk like you've got light down at your feet. Amen. I shouldn't be stumbling all over myself. I shouldn't be stumbling along the pathway. I shouldn't be falling and tripping over things. If I'm a child of light, I've got light to walk. Walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. Walk like you know where you're going. Amen. No question about which direction I need to go in. I can see. I can see. Put me in the darkness. Zero light. Rearrange a bunch of chairs and tables and stuff. Well, we'd break our shins, stub our toes, about kill one another and kill ourselves just trying to get from one side to the next. But get a little light on the situation. Amen? Get a little light on the situation, and I can hop around, I can jump up. Amen? I know exactly where I'm going. I know where the interference is. I know where the trouble is. I know where the pain and the hurt would be coming from so that I can stay away from it. Amen. Walk as children of light. The light of God, listen, it leads us. That's what those men did. They walked in the light. The children of Israel in the days of the wilderness, when they followed that fire by night, that was their light. And they absolutely did not know which direction to go in that God wanted them to go in. They had to follow that light. It helps us to know how to walk. Amen? It helps us to know how to war. Romans 13. Romans 13, verse 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Amen. Light helps us to war a good warfare. That's what he said. Let us put on the armor of light. Light is an armor. Light is an armor. Somebody may say, well, I had someone here just months ago. Brother Mark, I have the worst problem. The devil whispering in my ear things from, about women and drinking. And I just asked a couple of questions. Listen, the Bible tells us about these gateways. Scripture, the light, tells us our eyes, our ears, they're gateways. I told this person, I said, if you'll quit listening to that worldly music, that'll help. It's armor. Light is armor. Amen? Somebody may say, well, I just can't stay away from this or that or this other. Well, you've got to quit making provision for the flesh. Light is an armor. I've got problems in my mind thinking of bad things. Well, light is an armor. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. There's sometimes there's just things that need to be put out, put away. Amen. The Scripture tells us what and where, when, why, and how. Light is armor. Amen. It'll put an armor on you and it'll put an armor on me. Light tells us how to engage, how to pray. Light tells us how to look up, look unto the Lord. Amen? The battle is the Lord's. Amen. Light is an armor to trust God. Light is an armor. It'll help us in the warfare. Light is one of the believer's most powerful weapons. God gives us that light, not to ignore, but to use. Could you imagine if those wise men, boy, it's a pretty star. It is, ain't it? Well, which way are we going to go? Ignore it. Just ignore it. You can't ignore light and get to where you need to be with the Lord. Again, Christ is the light of the world. God, the Father, is a light. Job 32 and 8 says, but there is a spirit in man. Remember when he said that? There's a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. God inspired light to that spirit in us. You know what that, the spirit of man is? It's like a candle. A candle, a lit candle. Amen? Oh, bless the Lord. All right, I'm about done. First John 1:5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Amen. In him is no darkness at all. None whatsoever. We follow the light. We're following the Lord. Listen, there's no darkness in the light, in the truth. I know there's people that'll think, you know, well, how am I to know that this is, you know, God, not the devil? Is it light or is it darkness? Is it truth or is it lie? Amen. Thank God for the light that shines in our darkness. The light that is an inspiration. The light that is a guide. The light that is the answer. That is the way. That light pointed the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The light of life. See how light's tied into so many things to the believer. Because we are light, children of light. Amen. Thank the Lord. I'm glad they had a star in the east to follow. What a picture. Didn't bring them to anyone else. Brought them to the right place. Brought them to the king. You may say, well, they went to Herod first. Herod didn't know where Jesus was. They didn't tell them wise men where to go find him. That star showed them right where he was. They followed. It brought them, the Bible said, it brought them to where the young child was. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, I'm done. I want you to stand.